big show. The week's tech, all discussed, big stories. We've got a great panel. I'm Ewan. We've got a new boy. Six of the best, and he'll be on a forfeit later. Starting us off though, top left hand corner, it's Foxy.
Hello.
Hang on, your feed just jumped.
That's amazing. I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, yeah, it was a wide angle shot, and then it came in close. So interesting. How the bloody hell are you, boy?
I'm all right, thank you. What is it, Friday evening?
Friday evening.
Yeah, tired.
Working all week.
Did you bit.
Good lad.
I'm not overdoing it, right?
Yeah, no, steady on, mate.
Yeah, okay. Unlike you, you're trying to go going to bed anymore.
Who's that this week, then? Who's the buzzing?
Oh, it's normally you.
It's always you.
I must apologise for any horrific audio last week. I was sitting thinking, oh, the bastards, why can't they bring decent frigging mics? And it was me, so I do apologise. Next to him, Jeffrey Gamet, how the devil are you, buddy?
I'm doing dang fine, and I have a really good microphone, so if there's any audio problems, it's on your end.
Okay. How's Mom?
Mom is doing so much better, thank you for asking.
Good.
She's back home, and she's all pretty much back to her usual spunky self.
Good on her. Well done, mate. Give her my love when you see her.
I will.
That bloke you know, Ewan, or don't.
Oh, she was quite impressed.
Really?
Yes, but not until I said, oh, he has a show out of London. Oh, really?
haven't you shown her the show? Mind you, there's not a lot of this show you could show your mom, probably.
My parents don't watch anything that I do.
Okay. They should. They should have done earlier on in life rather than now. Yeah, that would answer, really? That answers a lot of questions.
Yeah, it does explain a lot. Now, I don't think they read anything I write either.
No, I was doing the Daily Show when it was my dad's 80th birthday, and I said, happy birthday, Dad, on the podcast. And I got like 30 birthday messages from people on Twitter. So I told him, and I showed him all. He went, who are they? How do I know them? You don't, Dad.
Well, so, when I show my mom stuff like that, she's quite impressed. I think part of it is that she's impressed because she thinks I actually know all these people and that I'm not just sitting alone in a little room recording podcasts all the time.
Absolutely. Booker is already taking the piss out of me maths. I'm tired, dude, but I'm not that tired. I didn't do 28 hours in one day, but my waking day, if you like, was 28 hours yesterday. You're going to get kicked, boy. You're going to get yourself kicked out of that chat room. Be careful. Next to him, it's new boy David. David, how the hell did you get in here?
Well, last week you said that you were recording on the wrong day and nobody wanted to talk to you. So I sent you a little tweet and you said, yeah, come on in.
You're the pity vote.
I am.
Good man. What do you do then?
I do several different things. I work with a little website called pseudoaptgeek.com. And we do tech news and a little bit of geek stuff and basically anything that we find interesting.
Good. Excellent, mate. Well, let's see if you've got an opinion. We'll catch up with you in a minute. And last but by no means least, Ace Reviewer, Righty.
Hello, Geezer.
How's it going, boy?
Don't say hello, Geezer. That's not...
It's all right. You can say what you like, mate.
It's not cool at all, is it?
No, mate. Yeah,
all
right, mate. Based on the emails I get, I'll take Geezer every day.
All right, mate, yeah. It's Friday night.
Beats wanker, that's for sure.
It's Friday night, it's BTN. I've had a mince pie and a glass of wine. I'm a happy boy.
You could be Santa. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
What would you like for Christmas, little boy?
Oh, sit on my lap.
Have a rummage in my sack.
oh, my God.
Oh, my God, what? you haven't been here at Christmas before, have you? Or have you?
No, no you I haven't. Have, but I must have been drunk.
Santa's Christmas, mate. Oh, dear. Gets.
So wrong.
Hello, children. you need to follow Santa Claus as well on Twitter. He's well with it. We've got some reviews. Thank you very much. In the Australia store or New Zealand store, I can't... Oh, it's Australia store. There we go. Because I know it's a similar flag, and so it was the same. Don't send letters of complaint. This is from Entgun.
So they're Welsh.
Spell. Tech news with British humour twists. A saviour from the American shows overloaded. A saviour from American tech shows, which are overloaded. But the American guests on here are all right.
Of course they are.
There you go.
We're all right.
Someone on the Mac show said that they missed Kelly when she wasn't on.
Aww.
Yeah, because there's nothing but frigging silence. I hope she doesn't listen to the big show. What are you drinking tonight, Jeff?
I don't know. What am I drinking? 1554. Which I think is what I had last week, too.
You did, yeah.
Must have gone off by now.
It's all right, I'm waiting for the video.
It would be a new batch this time.
I'm waiting for the video comments to refresh, and they haven't. So there we go. I'll come back to them. Never mind. The Week in Tech, what's been going on? Well, HP announced that they've put Leap in their keyboards. Woohoo!
Oh!
The biggest leap in all of that is the fact that they might not be around for much longer, because they've also made a whole pile of people. I think it's 4,000 people redundant, or 1,400 people. I must get the figure right, otherwise I'm going to get sued. But they've laid off a whole pile of people here in the UK. Thanks very much, HP. Love you. A British man is suing the NSA and also Microsoft for letting his data go out to them on the, what was it, Prime? Not Prime. That's a different service, isn't it? It begins with a P. Prism. Prism, there we go.
You get your data...
by helicopter.
Got rid of in one day. That's what you
think. And Aldi has joined Tesco and Asda in the selling of tablets. And if you wanted a nasty tablet with a picture upside down on it, that's the one right there.
Pass that up.
Do you know who Aldi are, Jeff?
No.
Aldi are a German store. Lidl and Aldi are the kind of comparative, if you like. And they're renowned for cheap goods, but actually the quality of the goods in there is not that bad. So I don't know why.
It's the supermarket race to the bottom. That's what they are.
Well, they don't stack shelves. They just put the boxes out and you just help yourself. It's you know.
Yeah, if you see shelves in there, they're for sale.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
They've opened up opposite each other in my hometown, and I'm expecting cannons to be installed so they can literally just shoot at each other across the street. It's crazy.
Well, they're German. What do you expect?
Yeah.
It's a good job one of them's not Polish, otherwise they'd surrender by the end of the week.
I should laugh, I only encourage you.
I went to a Lidl once, and it's quite a big store, and the only parking space they had was for the manager. That says something, doesn't it?
Yeah, he earned it as well. And Paul Moritz has been told he's too friggin' old to take over from Barmer at Microsoft, which is just kind of sad, really. I think it's also illegal in this country. You couldn't say it, but there you go. He looks like Rich McCorriston, doesn't he?
His beard isn't quite as good.
Not quite as good. He's getting there. It's a Rich McCorriston plus 20.
But Rich probably knows more about computers than him.
who's got a story they brought with them? Who'd like to start? Righty, we never start with you. Would you like to start
with me? Go on, yeah.
Start with Righty. Off you go, Righty.
All right, I thought it was quite an interesting one I heard about in the week. There's a little product in there. I don't know if anyone heard about it. Your Free Proxy.
All right.
So everyone likes a bit of a proxy and a bit of a VPN. But it's a free proxy. You install it on your computer, and it gives you kind of a encrypted web surfing or all the kind of weird things you want to do. But in the terms and conditions, they don't – well, they do tell you, but they install a client onto your PC that mines for bitcoins.
Oh, bastards.
Well, this is the thing. It installs, so you get your proxy thing and you get all that sort of thing. But this little client sits there using your electricity and your processing power to mine for Bitcoin for this company. But if you actually look into the terms and conditions when you install it, it does tell you actually that's what they're going to do. So I'm wondering, are they very clever, or are they just cheeky?
Dude, that's still theft.
It's a fun combination of both, surely. I mean, they're also heating your apartment.
Yeah, but it's in the terms and conditions. You agree to it. No one ever looks at those terms.
No. You can't steal something by misleading someone into signing a contract, mate. That's That's still theft. That's an intent to permanently deprive something that's not your rightful ownership.
I'd be more scared of the words free proxy, to be honest.
Well, yeah, but obviously I mean, those people direct, signed up for it, so...
I thought
it was pretty sly, actually.
Well...
But it's sly and...
I mean, we've got a policeman here. Jeffrey, that's still theft, right?
Yeah, if you are deceiving people, then the whole thing with, well, they signed the document, that doesn't fly.
Yeah.
At gunpoint.
That's there should be some severe penalties from whoever, what jurisdiction they fall under.
Yeah, but it raises the question, is it clever? And the reason why I say, is it clever?
Oh, it's very clever.
All criminals are clever.
No, they're freaking geniuses. In terms of me saying it's clever, what if there was paid software out there and you did allow a certain amount of your processing power or your electricity or whatever you use to be allowed to use that software for free?
Well, that's what SETI's done for bloody years.
Yeah.
And the Mars experience, that's probably a 70s rock band. It's Alex.
It's Alex.
What is?
The buzzing, mate. It's you.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
No, it's gone now. Go ahead.
I used to give you a free screensaver if you would allow that screensaver time to search the universe for dots.
Yeah, you were that's crunching their data, weren't you? Years. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's okay, because that's not abstraction, because it's up front, whereas this doesn't say anything on the front that says that they're going to steal what you've got. And even if they did, it's still not acceptable.
Bloody clever, though, isn't it?
No!
No, it's not clever in the fact that we get screwed, but they should have you sat there and thought, actually, what I'm going to do, I'm going to set a cluster of machines up. It's going to mine for Bitcoin for me. He's a clever bastard.
I'll tell you what, mate, it's a good job you weren't alive in the 1800s, because you'd have bought more snake oil than you could have handled.
It's not big and it's not clever, okay?
I agree.
I'd like to point out, we've actually set up a little site called unblockeverything.com, which is part of our Technology for Change Foundation, and that is basically a proxy, allows you to surf the web through our proxy, doesn't cost you a penny, and we don't mine bitcoins through your computer, so that might help people.
Dude, you can't come in here and start frigging selling stuff. That's the first thing you've said, and you've tried to sell something that's free anyway. But you still can't get hits. You say you are at the end of the show.
It was ballsy.
It was. Yeah, he's
I tell you.
I can see me kicking you before the way I'm going, mate. I can see me kicking you before the night's out. You'll be out of this chat room before you know it.
Is that because I haven't given you the G4 cube?
Yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely. He starts his email by saying he's got a G4 cube, and they say, "Well, if you give me the G4 cube, you can come on the show." And he's on the show, and he hasn't given me the bloody G4 cube.
Yeah, but did you?
Thin ice, boy. Thin ice.
To be on the show.
Did you see it in a small print?
Good point. You see, he didn't. That's right. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Read the small print.
Well, criminal genius is aside, righty. I think that's a good story because people need to be aware. But I haven't got any bitcoins. I don't think. Would you know that you had bitcoins? Could anyone be in possession of bitcoins and not know they've got them?
No, I think you've got to kind of go out and get them, haven't you?
Have to create a digital wallet to hold your bitcoins. And so you can't have bitcoins unless you have intentionally set up your wallet.
Right.
Yeah. Now, once you've created a wallet, if someone knows your code to link to that, for transactions, they could put Bitcoin in your wallet without you realizing it. So, sure, you could have Bitcoins without knowing it, but it wouldn't be a thing where you had no idea you had any at all, because right. You have to set up your account.
Okie doke. Totally good. Glad we cleared that up. Good story, Whitey. Well done, mate. Right, who's got another story?
Yeah, I'll go. It's just a follow-up for something you said in your introduction. Tesco have just unveiled. Well, the thing is, they haven't given you the specs, but... the Huddle 2, if that's what it's called.
Yeah, I mean, Huddle's,
new one.
I said when we broke the story on Huddle, it's a brand that's evolving.
Well, what interests me, I mean, interests is that's terrible.
That's
what
enough.
Interests me is, and I haven't been drinking. Okay, they've got no specs, but the reason they're bringing out a new model is twice since they've launched, they've run out of stock. So they've sold more than 35,000 on the first day. In total, they've sold more than 300,000, and to be honest, they weren't even sure it was going to take off.
Oh, they had high hopes for this, I have to say.
Well, high hopes, but they didn't know that they were going to be sold out within 3 months of the total amount they've made. Argos, Aldi, who you mentioned, they've come on the market and basically got nowhere near what Tesco's has done. And all the analysts have basically said the reason why Tesco's have been so successful is they've got the purest form of Google without too much crap on top.
They have, absolutely right. The applications that are on there are Tesco apps, but they're not. Then it's not skinned.
Yep.
And you can download the best, whatever exactly. Google are pushing out.
And
yeah.
It updates itself. You don't need to wait for a new update. It comes with Club Card, Blinkbox. And I didn't realise that the UK is by far the biggest tablet market in Europe as well. There's quite a lot of information really? Which I didn't know.
Well, I'm sure we're not the biggest market, but we've got the biggest uptake on tablets at the moment.
And I think it's the biggest market.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
That's the words they use here.
Well.
Yeah, and so I just thought it was really interesting that, you know, one, they feel that they've already got to update it, but two, that they can't make enough of these things.
Hands up, who's thought about buying one but hasn't?
I definitely will at some point, because I really want an Android tablet, and I've been umming and ahhing which one to get, and this seems to be the one to get.
It does. No, it really does.
And another thing that... Sorry, carry on.
I was going to say, I agree. I thought to myself, well, 100-odd quid to get myself something to test apps on, even if it's not something I'm going to use regularly, is not a lot of money to be dropping on, yeah, something I can run Android on.
That's a night's drinking in London.
Oh, tell me about it. Yeah.
Exactly.
I have to have two jobs, one to live my life and the other one to go out with Carl.
No, that's true.
I mean, that's how it works. But
I really need to go party with you guys.
Oh, mate, you couldn't keep up with Carl, mate. I don't keep up with Carl.
So, okay, so this thing comes with Blinkbox, and they're also saying this, if you sort of do it right, there's almost like £100 worth of advantages just for buying this. If you use all the sort of coupons that come with it and all the things, you know, and you're a Tesco's user anyway, you could end up costing you 20 quid.
Yeah.
So I think amazing. And another thing they said in a different article, so I'm trying to remember it. Tesco used the Amazon, whatever thing they do, Kindle. They used that as their blueprint for the way they were going to work it, which was it's a loss lead to get people into their environment. And they said what they've done so far, people are buying it. This is people's first foray. These are most of these people aren't people that would buy a tablet.
Mm.
These are people that have gone, this is something Tesco's is offering, so therefore they'll hold my hand, they'll show me what it's about. I've heard of tablets. I trust Tesco. I don't want to buy an expensive Apple thing and not know what it does. They know that their Club Card has got something to do with it. So there's an advantage, even if you don't use it, there's an advantage to having it.
There's a certain element of having a store on your doorstep as well, though, Alex, what you're saying there. Because, I mean, this is one of the things that I've got with me Windows. I love me Windows Nokia. You absolutely adore it. But there's no, you know, if there was a store at the end of the road that if it went wrong, I could walk in and go, it's gone wrong. I'd have far more faith in the product, even if they tell me to piss off. You know, well, sorry, nothing to do with us, mate. You know, at least there'd be a brand at the end of the street that I feel like I'd get something from, and I don't get that with the Nokia Lumia.
Well, the main thing they're doing, and I think it's brilliant, is, of course, they've got online shopping. And when you've got a Huddle, it's got the Tesco app in it. And so people that don't have a computer, don't know how to do computer shopping, they get this thing, they press a button, they go, hold on a minute, does that mean I just have to press that and you bring it? And so that is why people are taking it up.
This
is
a whole
that's actually really smart.
You probably get quadruple Tesco points as well, don't you?
Yeah, oh, it's enormous. They reckon, you know, this thing pays for itself in no time at all. That's why they've got none. So I'm really, really, really impressed with it.
It's all about default apps, isn't it? You know, they always say that the default apps are the ones that people go to. So if they've got their video store, people are going to go to that. I think that's the reason that Apple's kind of gone to putting iWork and iLife onto their things, because people are going to use them as default apps. So they're going to use Blinkbox as default app, and they're, I think they've got an ebook store as well. And you know, oh, I'm not going to go look for another one. I'm going to use this one, aren't I? Well, so
what they've done, they've put the purest Google on it. So people that want to use it as a tablet are really happy. And the only, you know, bloatware that's on it is Tesco's bloatware.
Oh, and it's not exactly bloatware either.
No, it's what you need. If you want to go and do your shopping at Tesco's, what better to do?
Once you've put in your loyalty card, you've got all of their services free then.
Yeah, it's really, really, really clever. And I know why the others are jumping up and down trying to get onto it.
What's the situation in the States, Jeff? Is there any because I've seen like the Kroger's, the TJ Maxx, the Target's, that kind of stuff, Walmart particularly. They're of a size where they could do something similar to this, but I don't see any press.
They're not. No one is doing the closest thing we have to anything like that would be the Kindle Fire.
Really?
Yeah. There are no stores that are doing their own brand of tablets. And as you guys have been talking about this, I'm just sitting here thinking, man, this is a fracking brilliant idea. Why isn't anyone doing that here?
Yeah. Because Argos are doing it here as well, aren't they? They've brought their own one out as well. So everyone's getting onto the bandwagon, and they can see the potential of it.
Well, yeah, Argos have tried to do a link up with Amazon, though, haven't they?
Is that what they're doing?
They're doing a physical store link up that you can pick up Amazon stuff via Argos, or it's something they're talking about doing anyway.
Yeah, I think Argos are struggling a little bit. The high streets.
I'll tell you what, though, how many of you guys use Prime on Amazon?
Every time.
Yeah.
And how much does that cost a year?
About
$70, about.
I don't recall ever paying anything for it.
No, I think I pay £60, but that also gives me a year of Love Film as well.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, this tablet is basically Tesco Prime. They're basically giving you a big window into their website and saying, yeah, we'll deliver your stuff as long as you spend, is it 25 quid?
No, it's not a lot, is it?
It's about that.
Yeah, and they'll deliver it for free. So basically your tablet is your entry to Tesco Prime rather than paying X amount of money to Amazon purely for that free delivery. Tesco are doing it and giving you a tablet.
I'm going to get a Huddle and I'm going to send it to Jeff and get him to do his weekly shop on it and order a 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. delivery slot.
Okay,
and submit it and see what happens.
Well, you might have to wait because they're all sold out. Which, you know what? I don't know why it pleases me so much.
Because they deserve it.
Yeah.
I mean, I put in the article that we did on the blog when we leaked the specs. I put in there, you know, I'm really chuffed. I really hope this works for Tesco. And they said in. From our source, from the source that we got inside Tesco, they said that it was being heralded by the senior management as being a huge brand going forwards, and eventually there'd be a whole line of electronics with the Huddle brand, not just a tablet.
Yeah. They've also been brilliant because they have really pushed it as well, because a lot of people kind of release these tablets and it's kind of like, nah, it's a tablet. They've been really hard on kind of pushing it in the stores and advertising everywhere, so... And they've got stands in the stores, and so you can try it out. They've really, really had a real proper go at it. You know, if it was going to fail, they've tried everything that is to promote it, but it's been successful. So they've done a good job.
Yep. Well done, Tesco. We like that. Good story, Alex. Success. British success. We should revel in it.
Yes.
Not be ashamed of it.
Revels? I think we sold that to America.
We have cocked the snoot to the American gentleman on the panel. See? Here's what we have. Jeff, get your own back, mate. What have you got?
You know, after these what feel more like highbrow pieces, here I come walking in with bras. Microsoft is designing a bra, a high-tech bra.
No.
Yes, they are.
Is this from the research division?
Yeah, this is from their research division. And... yeah, okay, so they're touting it as a design that helps control eating. So, like, if a woman is a stressy...
It's got a mouth guard.
Well, in the drawing that I've seen, no, it doesn't. So I'm assuming it sends, like, an electrical shock that tells you stop eating. Which, in some circles, that might be reason to eat more. Yeah. So to me, this is like a high-tech mood bra, because what it's doing is it has sensors that are built into it that are tracking your heart rate and like your galvanic skin response and all the different little things that can be monitored to help figure out what your mood is. So a mood bra. And then the other thing that I'm thinking is maybe these guys that are designing it are figuring, oh my God, this is my first chance to see a woman.
Yes, exactly. My thoughts entirely. They would, they're two geeks down at Microsoft Research. I think they can get their hands on some tits.
Can I just fit this on you, please, young lady?
No, I thought.
And they're doing it on Microsoft's dime.
I thought it was Microsoft's way of going to the stock market to tell them everything was gone wrong. It was their way of saying it's all gone tits up.
Oh, I
only come occasionally, but it's worth it.
Dude, you were huge in the 1800s.
Okay. I've slimmed down since then. It's that bra. I can't eat as much as I used to.
Yeah, we'll see. There you go. So anyhow, I'm actually really interested in this because I'm seeing it as an opportunity to learn more about how wearable technology functions. And if there are any women out there that are willing to help me learn more about this, you know where to find me.
Particularly, I think that question's pointed at Batwinch, maybe.
You know what? I had a worse joke.
My guess is she'd be okay with helping out.
I was going to say, does it have any RAM? Or has it got enough memory?
Oh, Jesus!
Oh, dear. That's twice in 2 weeks.
Ed, I think if you're going to put all this technology in the bra, I've seen a diagram of this, and like, I think the batteries were across the side of the lady, under the armpit sort of thing. You want to put everything in a kind of push-up bra area and get that. You know, you want to get the size as well as the benefits of the technology, surely.
Well, part of the design flaw that I'm seeing in this, which tells me that the guys that are designing this really, really haven't had the opportunity to
meet a lady.
To meet a lady. Because the main circuit board sits right between their boobs.
Hmm. That's really an area you want to...
And that's an area that I really don't want to have a circuit board on so many levels.
But let's face it, the only point of electronic bra is so you can have a remote control and it undoes.
You know, as soon as they make the iPhone app that goes along with that, Apple will no longer be able to make product fast enough to keep up with demand.
Well, there you go. I mean, that'll blow the huddle out of the market, won't it?
Yes, it will.
Oh, just unbelievable conversation. Unbelievable.
You know, the thing that amazes me, Ewan, is that you let me back on the show every week.
Every week. You're right.
Yeah, how much of this is ending up in the VIP show?
None of it. VIP show is only the start one.
Yeah. Right.
Only the pre-show.
Just keep abreast of the developments, be fine.
I'm sorry, I can't do Photoshop any faster than that.
Oh, is that you that put that picture up, Ewan?
No, that's not a picture of the bra. That's just
I just thought it was something to take my mind off things. That was all.
Yeah, just stare a little longer.
You haven't seen the new version, have you?
I thought it was an advert that had frozen.
Well, you've got another surprise coming in. We've obviously got a very slow feed tonight.
We have.
There's lots
everyone
of
everyone in the chat board saying exactly that.
Yeah, but they're not complaining.
Oh, well.
No.
Oh, the bloody thing's switched off. We can hate this. Has it still not changed?
Nope.
No, but it's okay. Don't worry about it. Yeah. We're fine.
If my wife walked in and saw this, she'd go, what the heck are you looking at? I can go, that's part of the show. It's research.
It's research, that's right.
Research, exactly.
You seriously haven't got the picture of Barma tits at the minute?
No!
I'm just trying to work out where the batteries go in that model.
We've got the checkerboard lady.
You seriously haven't got that picture yet?
No, but we're not worried. It's okay, carry on.
Leave it there.
So
has the feed frozen?
I think so.
Very probably.
You right click, want... save as nope. desktop. There we go. Oh, there we go. Oh, there it is.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man. Oh, do you realize no. how difficult it's going to be to drink that image away?
Oh, I need to unsee that.
Back up.
Bummer, bro.
Oh, my word.
That's taken ages to catch up. Jesus.
Oh. That's my life.
I'm going to focus instead on Princess Bagel's comment in the chat room where she said her and Batwinch would each have tech bras so big that you could power a space shuttle. And yep. this is why we need to continue pursuing our spaceflight program.
And Jeff's would have the Canada arm to go with them.
I'm working for NASA for now.
Well, yes.
right, it's time for the new boy. He knows who he is. That's a good start.
Have you got the tone of the show yet?
I promise not to sell anything.
I've got a ripple going down the screen that's just... I can't select the colour for it. What the hell's going on?
I don't think I've done that.
No, I don't know. We're going to go on, mate.
Okay. Well, I've got a few, and I thought I might have got overlapped, but nobody's overlapped me, so I'm going to go with the top one, which is three are killing the roaming fees when you go to America. You can use all your free stuff you get with the phone. It's amazing.
Tell us more.
Yeah, basically, if you go over to the US or... Austria, Australia, Denmark, Hong Kong, Indonesia, and a bunch of...
That's not a bloke reading off a list, is it? No.
Basically, if you go over there and you've got free minutes, free data, and free texts, you can still use them and you're not going to get charged for roaming stuff.
So what if you've got unlimited?
Awesome. Well, as far as I can see, if I go now to America, if I go to Disney World, which is pretty much a plan for next year, I can use unlimited data in the States on my iPhone, and I'll be very, very happy.
This means all of you people can come visit me now.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, yeah.
I don't think SIM cards was the reason to turn people off.
I'm coming to the conclusion that Justin screws you, because... The feed is going down, and at the moment we've got no load on the CPU at all. It's fine. And it did it this afternoon, and someone in the chat room said, I think they closed the feed down so that you have to go through another set of ads to carry on watching every 20 minutes.
Well, I'm seeing ads.
Yeah, but if you pay $10 a month, then they don't give you any ads when you log in. So.
Oh, I see.
That's per user, though, not...
Well, I thought the $10 per month was... If I was broadcasting, people didn't get anything, no, but that would be stupid, wouldn't it? Yeah, it's me being naive for a second then when I signed up for it.
Right.
Bastards.
We need our own cable channel, that's what we need.
I mean, the thing is, it's got to put pressure on other countries to roll out free roaming, hasn't it?
Well, you would think so. And the other thing is, it's not just these few countries. I mean, three have got... they've got networks in other countries, but they're obviously teaming up with some others because I don't believe that they have a network in the USA.
No, they're
and I love the fact that I can shoot over there, I can go on holiday, and I can still use my data. I can still post pictures to Facebook or to the website. You know, I don't have to stop working just because I'm on holiday, which seems... Actually, that's awful. No, I'd like to stop working when I'm on holiday.
There you go. Welcome to the real world.
Leave your phone at home, you'll be fine.
Oh, if I could get Photoshop on my phone, then that would be even better.
Well, exactly. And the thing is, on one of their plans, they actually give you completely free tethering. So you could literally take your laptop over there and use it as a complete... that's your entire thing. You know, all you need to do is tether that to your iPhone.
Don't think it's too exciting, because I have free tethering and it's absolutely rubbish.
I agree.
I think the reason it's free is because it doesn't work.
Yeah.
I've got a gig a month, but it works okay for my iPad and stuff. But yeah, I wouldn't want to be working on that full time.
Yeah, but do you get LTE tethering over in the States?
Yeah, I don't know, but they have... I mean, they've also announced that they're doing the free upgrade to 4G. In the UK, at least, this month for three cities, I think it is, before the end of this year, and then next year, 50 locations, country.
Yeah, none of Norwich. So screw them.
Actually, Norwich is next year.
Is it? Oh, yeah.
All right. 2014, as far as I know.
There is a justifiable reason for that, though, isn't there?
Come on, well, please. Yeah. if you can get unlimited LTE over in the States, that's a real win, isn't it? Because that, yeah, like you say, they have.
There's a bit of me here, though, thinks righty that there's got to be a bit of small print. There's got to be a, because they're relying on each carrier over there providing them with coverage and kickback, because they're not financing this themselves. There's something got to happen here. Yeah, but what have they got to share in the States? Nothing. I think that's the trouble.
There's going to be as many Americans that come over here to use their phone as Brits that go over there to use their phone, and then the status quo is balanced. That's fine. That's not a problem. Yeah.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah. I mean, I don't mean free of paying anyone. Some part of some network in America has got to deal with free, that if you come over here, they jump on you and we jump on back when they come over to you. It's as simple as that. I mean, Europe is a bigger problem, where we've only got about three companies that own the telecoms in the entire continent of Europe. And the moment you cross a border, you're paying the same company that you were paying your contract to, you know, exorbitant fees to use exactly the same system you were using 20 feet away.
Yeah.
This is where we need to get it sorted out.
Well,
that really sucks.
Oh, it's the whole of Europe is tied up as one company, effectively. So, I don't disagree with that. I think it is horrific.
Damn them.
A British man is suing Microsoft for leaking his data to the NSA. British journalist has sued Microsoft, alleged in part in handling UK users' communications over to US authorities without permission. Kevin Carhill has argued that Microsoft breached UK laws by allegedly obeying US government demands for data on British citizens, including metadata on emails and other communications. He has brought further actions against Google and Facebook in the UK as well. UK privacy campaigners and experts herald the case as an important step forward and said Cahill will be found in a zipper bag inside his bath in no time, they're sure. That's not actually in the story that I read. He's seeking damages of $1,000, which is okay. Hardly worth. I think his legal is going to come to more than that.
No, I think the fact that he's a journalist and he's getting all this publicity is worth far more than £1,000.
Yes, he'll do his career the world of good. But I just thought it was quite interesting as a story, because he's not going for the NSA, the people that took the data. He's going for the people that let them have it. And Microsoft were open about the fact that they let NSA have access. So. The questions, I mean, certainly data protection covers you here in the UK. If you've got data that's held here, provided here, then it is yours to keep, and no one has the right to give it away without your knowledge or sell it. But, I mean, I come back to probably the license agreement that he signed up to, and whether that said, you know, we'll use all the stuff we want in the EULA. But also, it's an interesting case. I mean, what's the gut feeling as to how this is going to pan out? Jeff?
This is going to be an ugly thing for a long time, and sadly, I think in the end that it will just continue.
He's going to be in a zipper hold all inside his bath with no fingerprints.
Yeah. He'll disappear in an ugly way, and all this data that people are hoping that they can start keeping private again, nope, not going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, I think what will happen is, if you look back, say, I mean, I only really know about the UK, say 3 years ago, you wouldn't have believed that every one of these cases that have been brought about to banks for mis-selling, every one of them, the banks have even stopped bothering trying to fight them now. They just put sort of £10 billion at a time in a budget, and they wait for that to go, and then they do another $10 billion or pounds or whatever. And that might be what happens, because I would have said 3 years ago, there's no way the courts in this country and the government would fine against the banks constantly. But also, you've got to remember, we're not actually getting £10 billion back. They're giving us £10 billion with one hand, and they're creaming off on top of everything else we do on the other hand, and they're getting the money back. So we're not actually any better off. We just think we are when we get a check for $2,000, and then we realise 3 years later everything we've put in the bank has cost us an extra $3,000 on top. And I reckon maybe that they might start looking at this sort of thing with, you know, forget about these punitive, like, $1 million for everything they've done wrong. But companies that have done this are all be told, okay, well, you've got to give each user £100 or whatever it is, the equivalent. They will then settle out of court for £100 for per person for everything they did. And it will be an extraordinary, it will be like $20 billion or something. It sounds like an extraordinary amount of money. But then Google won't offer something quite so free next time, and the next Microsoft release will just be $5 more, and it will balance itself off over a couple of years. But I think there'll come a point where the NSA decide, you know, there's no point in trying to go after the NSA for taking it because you can't win. If they have to say is it's for national security, and that's the end of it, you're done. So they might make an agreement with the big companies that are being sued to say, pay out, have a budget, we'll allow you a little bit of maybe a tax advantage or some other advantage where over a couple of years you'll get it back. And so I think there is a possibility, but don't think we're ever going to win. We'll only end up coming out exactly where we were to start off with.
To be fair as well, though, give us credit, Alex. We are one of the few nations that have got a court of covert surveillance, a specialist court for dealing with complaints against covert surveillance.
Yeah, but we still don't actually ever know what the outcome is, do we? We only ever know that we trust. I mean,
they tell you some people the non-national security ones.
Yeah.
You find out when a council's been judged to be illegally...
Yeah, I mean, you can get, you know, can get all the, what is it, the Privacy of Data Act, or you can get stuff by a request, can't you?
Freedom of Data, yeah.
Yeah, I could put in a request for anything I wanted, and eventually they'd just have to give me the information.
Now, the court does keep its rulings secret if it's to do with national security rulings, but they will rule against GCHQ, MI5, etc. Sure. But someone has to make a complaint against that body before they'll hear it. So,
but it's not normally a financial reward. It's normally just a moral obligation to not do something again. Say, X department has been found guilty, but you know, they've been told they're not allowed to do that and the rules have changed. Thanks for bringing it to our attention. I mean, that's what we do here. We're quite good at it. I mean, you know, it goes back into history. We're quite good at this. But I don't think it'll be swept under the carpet. I think it's like the banks. There comes a point where they've just got to say, you know what, we've got to draw a line under this. We've got to get people to feel that somebody has, you know, put their hands up and said, no, we shouldn't have done this. It's our fault. Here's a few quid. And then they'll get it back from us some other way.
Princess Bagley in the chat room saying that NASA have complained about the NSA about this issue, apparently. But the only story I can find is a Brazilian hacker who claimed, who had made the mistake of hacking into the NASA's database when he thought he was getting the NSA's database.
What's A Between Friends, eh?
Bad luck, dude. Bad luck. What's A Between Friends? Oh, blimey, there's a story. This podcast and all others is brought to you by UK2.net. They're absolutely fantastic, wonderful, wonderful, brilliant people. They've got a ton of Christmas deals going on at the moment, so you need to check out their website, but do it through ours if you could. And if you find something that you want their domain name, there isn't an offer on domain names, I don't think, at the moment, but use our British Tech Domains and you'll get 20% off your domains. I'm not giving you 20% off anything. No one. So, go to our website first, BritishTechNetwork.com, use the click through, use the offer codes, and then they know that you haven't just come off a voucher code site. And we stay afloat as a result because they keep all the bandwidth going for us. They pick up all the server space and time that we have, and we use a lot of bandwidth. So please support them because they're well worth it. Well worth it. Good customer services as well. Right, it's time for the cool thing. Foxy. Starts off, dude.
So I was going to do a cool thing of something that I bought, and I'm going to just mention it quickly, but I've got another story which is really, really short, but I think it's cool to be my cool thing.
Go on then.
Right, the app I bought recently, it's gone now for that price. I paid 69 pence for it in the App Store, which is better renamed 9. It's now back to the full price of $13.99. But I've got to be honest, I bought it for 69 just so I could try it, and I would now pay £13.99 for it. Now I've got it. It's just, in things like Photoshop, you've just got the ability to rename batch files and do very, very clever things with the naming of stuff. Mm-hmm. But Photoshop costs quite a bit of money. But that is, Sometimes I actually fire up Photoshop just to use that part in, say, Bridge, so I can rename batch folders and batch files and do some clever things with them. This Better Rename 9 is a standalone package that does similar, but far, far more than Photoshop gives you the benefit for. And if you are working with masses of files, I mean, the last time I did a scan on my Mac, at the moment, I've got more than 500,000 files on my Mac. Right, then some of them are small, nice. Some of them are just like, you know, the raw information files, which are tiny, but there's over 500,000 just on this Mac, and I take most of the stuff off it. And sometimes I really need to batch rename things to for a job, for instance, so I can then search for it later and it makes more sense. I've got millions of 001 to 0000 files for different jobs. And when I finish them, I then rename them with the name of the customer and the date that I shot in them, 001. And this thing will do it all automatically. And it saves me days and days and days of work. I remember in the old days where you used to have to do this manually. You could spend an hour doing your actual work and 5 hours renaming the files afterward. So anyway, it's Better Rename 9. It is $13.99 in the App Store. And you have Mr. 99p. But I've got a feeling they said something about Christmas. They might reduce the price again. But it's a very good bit of software. And very quickly, the story, which I didn't pick, but I wanted to mention. Raymond Briggs, the snowman, is a story we all the British people know anyway, with the awful Ella Jones song. But the Channel 4, I think it is, they brought out a game for iPad and Android, which is, you know, the snowman game. But the reason I wanted to mention this is they've capped the in-app purchasing. What it is, there are more purchasings you can do than the value of £20, but once you reach £20, it will not allow you to purchase any more. So you can pick what you want to buy in the game, but you can't go over £20. So I just think, I mean, I still think £20 is a bit much, but with all the stories we've had lately about, you know, in-app purchasing and me, I mean, I'm on the side of we've got to protect the parents because children will do things and, you know, I know some people disagree, but, you know, they probably don't have kids. But this is the first thing I've seen where they've actually, in the game, limited to a maximum £20 for in-app purchasing. And I just think it's the way to go. And I just wanted to mention, to me, that's a pick. I don't want to buy the game, but it's a pick for the idea that they've come up with. So,
excellent.
There you go.
Well done, mate. Good choice. Jeff Ray, what's yours, mate?
All right. Since I started with what, at least from my perspective, essentially amounts to toys, I figured I might as well wrap up with that too. So my pick is a Lego Kuso project. And for people that don't know what that is, Kuso is a special program that Lego has where you submit your designs. Excuse me. People vote on those designs. And the ones that get the most votes can get turned into actual shipping products. And wow. Now that I think about it, I picked one a while ago, which was the DeLorean time machine.
Yes, that's now being made, isn't it?
Yes, I bought it. And it's awesome. And there's one that I'm just totally infatuated with right now. And it's Wall-E from the Pixar movie Wall-E. And what makes this one even cooler is that the Lego design was done by one of the Pixar engineers that was part of the project. So right now they're at, what are they at? 1,142 votes. And the more people that vote, the more likely it is that this will get turned into an actual shipping product. And it just looks awesome. It's as if Lego was created for the sole purpose of letting us build a Wall-E. It's just awesome.
It's excellent. There's a Minecraft one as well.
Yeah, there's all kinds of great stuff.
Oh, no.
Hayabusa. There's loads of stuff on here. Land Rover Defender. Oh, there's tons. I could spend all day. Just look at the Batmobile Tumbler.
Yeah. Yep. So I mean, all these great projects. There's another one that I saw, which I'll see if I can find the link for it. And here we go. It's the Lunar 11 or the Apollo 11 lunar landing module. I just found the link for that.
Oh, that would be cool. The Batman Tumblr minifig scale thing has not been produced. It's an archive project, despite getting 9,000 votes.
It didn't get made.
It didn't get made.
See, that's the thing. Just because a Kuso project gets enough votes doesn't mean it will actually get turned into a report.
Which makes me think Lego are a bunch of bastards. What's the point?
Crap, Lego's cool.
Unless so, you could say, why didn't they put on there, though? If someone said, oh, yeah, we got refused license to make it, then fair enough. But they'd say, well, actually, no, thanks for your time and thanks for voting and everything, but actually, we're not going to make it. So, you know.
Well, for projects like the Tumblr that don't get produced, the people that create them, oftentimes on their own website or another website, will put the instructions online for how to make it yourself because they had to get the Legos to build it. So they can give you the inventory, what you need, the shopping list, and then you can go buy all the parts and build it yourself.
All right, okay, it's not too bad, I suppose. It doesn't look, it does look like it's standard parts, though. Cause
yeah, pretty much all of these.
It's like someone's made it themselves. Why don't they just release the plan instead of...
And that's what a lot of people do. But see, if your project gets picked, then it becomes something that's actually made by Lego. And that's really cool. And you also get a cut of the profits.
Modular Apple Store. Can't see that one being made.
It's pretty cool looking, though. And Batwench, I'm sorry, you're right. I know that Lego is Lego, and it's not a plural thing. In the United States, people always talk about Legos as a plural, and it's a very difficult thing for me to overcome.
But you didn't say Legos.
He did.
Did he? Oh.
But it's Danish anyway, so I don't know why we worry about the English.
It's true.
It probably is Legos. We just decided it's not, and that's the end of it.
Yeah, they're probably all sitting there looking at porn of Tandy Toxford going, yeah, it is Legos. It's
they're very fine, small Legos.
Right, there we go. New boy, Davey.
Hello.
Give us your cool thing.
My cool thing, it's in the Mac App Store, and it's called PopClip. Have you guys seen this?
No, tell us about it.
Okay, well, you know when you...
If I say yes, dude, it doesn't give you any chance to explain it, so I'll always say no.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, basically, if you click and hold on something on an iPhone to copy or paste, you get the little pop-up that says copy, paste, cut. And basically, this gives you the same thing on a Mac, and I use it all the time. It's £2.99 or $4.99, I think, in the US App Store. And it basically gives you a nice little pop-up that looks exactly like it does on iOS. And it lets you cut, copy, paste, look up in a dictionary, all that sort of stuff. And it gives you spelling suggestions, that sort of thing as well. And I find it really useful, and so that's why it's my pick.
The one thing that's always surprised me about Finder and the copy, cut, copy, paste, it is how few programs there are out there to let it stack so that you can go back and do previous copies.
Yeah, you have to put add-ons to do that.
Yeah, I know, but they're usually crap as well. They don't work properly.
Oh, I've got a load on here. I've got a lot that, you know, when you press right-click on my machine, I don't, most people don't turn it on, but I use right-click. You get a whole list of different things to do with a copy and paste. I was going to say about this app, don't you feel a bit silly sitting there with your finger on the screen before you realise that you meant to use the mouse?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. And
I caught myself doing that the other day and I'd turned around because I was out of the house thinking, I hope no one saw me. I was on my laptop. I was like, I hope no one saw me.
Yeah, just stroking your MacBook. It's pretty nice. And it appears when you just click into a field as well. So if you were to say, if you copy something from one web browser and you click into a search field in something else, it'll come up with that dark grey paste icon above it. And it works really nicely. And I've found it really useful. I've had it since I got my first Mac. And I love it, to be honest.
Good. Right, good pick, mate. £4, you said.
Yeah, no, $2.99.
$2.99, that's all right.
$2.99.
I wasn't going to buy it at $4.99, but I'll buy it at $2.99.
Yeah, $4.99 in the US, I believe.
Excellent. Good pick. Nice start there, Dave. Well done, mate. Righty, what have you got for us? Boy, you've reviewed some stuff this week, haven't you, as well?
I have, yeah, yeah. It's not a cool thingy. I reviewed the Nexus 7 this week. Lovely little thing, but the cool thing this week is a thing for the old Windows users out there. I thought a lot of PC users knew about it. It's the PC decrapifier.
Does it run anything else?
Well,
it says it runs in the background, but there's no foreground left.
Does it come with a mallet attached?
I did a session with some techs today, and I was like, they were like, "Oh, we've got the problem with this and this." I was like, "Have you run PC Decrapifier?" And they went, "No, never heard of it." And I was like, "Well, you want to give it a go? It's a free app. You go to PCDecrapifier.com. It's an app that you run on your PC, whether you run it in boot camp or on your PC, whatever. But it scans your PC for all the kind of like redundant crap that kind of sits there in startup and all that sort of thing, and removes it. But it also goes through all the kind of dirge that's sitting in your kind of your program files and all that sort of thing, and things that haven't been removed properly. And it does an automated removal of everything. You run that kind of once a month, and it actually keeps your PC running pretty clean. But it's actually like
got a Windows 8 specific version.
Yes, it have. Yes, it's brilliant. It's like if you get a new PC, you like get from Dell or Toshiba, they've got all this rubbish on there that they pile on it. You
really easy to take bloatware off.
Yeah, so basically, when you start it up, it goes, is this a new PC or an old PC? You go, it's a new PC. And it goes, right, I know what all the crap is, because they update the database all the time. So going, I know Toshiba put this crap on, I know Dell put this crap on. What I'll do, in one fell swoop, I'll just take it off. And so you get your new PC, take it all off. But also for older PCs, it takes all that kind of startup stuff that takes your PC 10 years to log into. Really great, just really great. I was surprised that so little, especially in my business, that so few people knew about it. So I was kind of like, you know, PC decrapifier, stick it on a memory stick and keep it with you. Essential tool.
I think the Windows 8 version, all it does is you load it up, it takes Windows 8 off and puts Windows 7 back on.
You're better than that.
I wouldn't mind them making a Mac version, actually, because it's true.
It's called Mac Cleanup.
No, well, you say that. You run Mac Cleaner, and it works for about 2 weeks, and then about 2 weeks later, you're running it.
I got that wrong. Clean My Mac. That's what you want. Clean My Mac 2.
Mate, I've got so many of these things, and I'll run them, and I give up in the end. I just manually go through taking things. I'd like a Mac app that would just... You know those files that you can delete and then you restart the program and it rewrites them for you fresh? I can't even remember what that file type is. But I would like a piece of software that just goes through my entire Mac, taking out all of those. And then I don't mind the next few times I use my Mac, it runs a little slowly because it has to rewrite those files for everything. But I'd be really happy if it did this. I think the Mac versions don't take enough out. You know, they just assume that your Mac must be okay. It's just a few little niggly things. But the thing, the decrapifier or whatever you just sounded, it sounded brilliant.
It is, as soon as we get a kind of, where I work, obviously we get a lot of laptops and stuff in there. It's just full of crapware. And it's the first thing that me and my team do. Plug that in. Is it a new PC? Yes. Here's all the crap. Do you want to remove it? Yes. And it's like things like eBay and all that sort of thing, games. Just and it uninstalls one after the other. So you haven't got to go through like uninstall programs and that sort of thing. It just does it like sequentially. 1, 2, 3, 4 gets rid of everything. Great tool. So a bit of love for the Windows users out there.
No, good pick. We need to do a Windows show on this network. It's absolutely horrific that we don't do a Windows show, I have to say. We need a Windows show. Anyone out there wants to run a Windows show, give me a shout.
Call my people.
Call your people. When did you become Jewish?
Wow.
I was talking to someone on Twitter the other day and they said they got a Jewish festival coming up. I'm like, oy vey, you people, always with the festivals.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It wasn't you.
Yeah, it wasn't. You're right.
My cool swing is GoPro Hero 3 Plus. just released. It's not the 3. Look carefully, it's a 3 Plus. What's different? Battery power. Significant increase in battery power and significant improvement in the specs that it shoots as well as. This thing's going to do 100 frames a second at 720p if you want it to. It's got an enhanced low light performance as well. It's got a new thing called Super View in it, which I have no clue what it does because I haven't played with that bit yet. But I did some slow-mo and it does up to... it does 120 frames a second on 720p. There you go, if you do it in the NTSC version. And the slow-mo on it is just... it's jaw-dropping. You put it up and all I did was me picking up a beer bottle and it's... It's like porn because it's got beer in it. It's got my hand in it. It's great.
Is it better than the iPhone 5S? 120 frames per second.
I have no clue, but this one does four. Okay. But it also does 4K at 15 frames a second. So there you go. Or it'll do 17.9 in 4K at 12 frames a second. Or it'll do 2.7K at 30 frames a second. But I've bought it because I want 60 frames a second 1080p because I keep telling people, but no bugger listens to me, I don't want your 4K, I want 1080p at 60 and 120 frames a second. Thank you very much.
Tell them to 4K off, are you?
4K off. Absolutely. We have a title. Thank you very much. I've been going on about 4K and everyone tells me I'm frigging wrong. Oh, 4K will be the de facto statement for the future. I don't care. What people want is cameras that will do 1080 at higher frame rates, not 4K at 30.
I'm with you.
40 at 30 at 4K is irrelevant. It's an absolute irrelevance. Might as well, you know, most people haven't got a TV that can cope with it. They won't be able to afford one for at least another 5 years. And actually, when it comes out, they won't be able to notice any difference particularly because they'll just swap over to one and think, yeah, it looks all right. And that's it.
I tell you what, the only real advantage would be is that you can obviously crop from a 4K to a 1080p, and you can sort of zoom in on the different areas of a 4K video that you want, and maybe use that as your entire screen. That's the only thing I would think is actually useful from 4K at the minute, anyway.
That's like painting a dustbin. It's just, what's the point?
Apple did that, and they made $1 million.
No, I don't agree with that. I think
we should do a one-off photo show sometime so we can just get this out of our system. we can have the fight and be done with it.
Rather than me crapping on about it every week, that's what you're saying.
We'll bring up 4K, 3D, a bit of RAW and a bit of Nikon Canon, and we can just blow it out of the water and we'll get it out of our system, we'll all be happy again.
No, I need to do another photo show. We haven't done a photo show in ages.
Yeah, I was just saying, isn't there a camera show on?
There is, but it takes me about half a day to sit and prep it, and the abuse is freaking unrelenting as well, which doesn't help.
I can imagine.
It's just about the only pleasure I get you, and so shut up.
You do something and you say, this camera comes with this. No, it doesn't. You talk shite. You're a wanker. And you're like, okay. And you just email them the picture of the tech specs off the website for the manufacturer.
When I used to do it with you, and sometimes I'd say something that was quite obviously just a slip of the tongue. We were talking loads of figures, and I'd like turn one round almost like a spoon.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you get people coming in, and it's like, well, it was quite obvious I meant millimetres and not feet, because you don't get a 300-foot lens, right? But the people would still get upset, like, oh, for God's sake, can't you figure it out?
Yeah.
It was just entertainment.
No, 30 frames per second still, Judas says, Bookery, 60's got to be the way forwards. Thank you. I don't give a toss what your resolution is. I want the frame rate up. Thank you very much.
I want both.
There we go, the Balmer bra. Just one more time. Oh. Where can we get a hold of you? Foxy.
You can get me on Alex G Fox on Twitter. And I do a lot of the media show on this very network.
You do? You recording on Sunday?
I can't see any reason why not. There's no hell and high water to stop us.
Righty out. Enjoy, mate. Enjoy. If you can get Madden out of the pub and sobered up, that should be a good show.
Not easy.
Not at all. Mr. Garrett, where are you, sir?
I am hiding out at the Mac Observer, so that's macobserver.com. And on Twitter and app.net, I'm Jay Gamut both places, and on a slew of podcasts. And, of course, here on the Jeff Gamut Network. And
you took some abuse off Bart Bushots this week, I noticed. Mac Observer published a thing on how to get around the security gate for OS X, and he said that you shouldn't be telling people that. Well, if it gets their program installed that they paid for, yes, it should.
I have no problem with telling people that, and I have no problem with Bart being upset about that because the next time I see Bart, I'm just going to give him a big old hug anyhow.
Yeah,
it's all good.
No. Bart's a good lad. We have Bart on regularly, and he's a nice, really nice guy. But I got to say, I was defending you there. I thought.
Well, thank you.
No, I get loads of applications. Colloquy doesn't install without taking off the security protection.
Yeah, I have to disable security protection for a lot of apps the first time I run them.
Yes.
I like the fact that it then builds up a list of things and it remembers. So if you take them off and you want to put them back on again, it will put them back on because it's in the list that says you've previously allowed this one.
Didn't
I noticed that recently. Yeah,
which is nice.
Yeah, I really like that.
It is good. Idea. Yeah, if they're saying, right, okay, you're going to do this anyway, we might as well just add an exception.
Yeah.
Excellent. Where are you, David?
I'm at pseudoaptgeek.com. You can find me on Twitter at pseudoaptgeek and the same on Facebook, pseudoaptgeek.
And when do you record?
We try to record on a Sunday night and try and get it out either on a Monday or a Tuesday, but sometimes it does slip a little bit later in the week.
Yeah, I know that feeling. Christ.
We don't expect this before Christmas.
I'm not.
And Righty, where are you, dude?
Hello, mate. You get me always at Paulum's and back on the British Set Network. There's some reviews at last. Hurrah.
Yes, good. Ooh. man.
Yes.
I've got a Nokia 625 that I've got to review this week.
Yes, I want to see that.
It looks a great little budget phone, I have to say. And the scroll on it's 60 frames a second. It's just the same as the 1020, so it feels nice and smooth. Really enjoyed the press so far, but I'm going to use it for a day. I don't want to give up my 1020 for longer than a day. I love it so much.
Get another SIM card and just don't give anyone the number.
Stuff. I'm too tight. I'm Ewan Rankin. You can get me at Ewan Rankin on Twitter. If you listen to the podcast, you should talk to us on Twitter. It's all about the community, everyone. If you tweet me and you say, let's have a conversation, Ewan, I will follow you back. It's all about the community and the conversation, this network. We don't be doing anything with money because we got subtle. No one pays us to do any of this. So if you want to donate, you can donate because I want a new Mac Pro. That'd be great. $3,000 by the end of December would be lovely. Cheers.
No one pays us for the cost of fortune.
All you got to do is send it to bageltechnews@gmail.com's PayPal account, and that's it. You're in. You can give us as much as you like. And I'll tell you what we're thinking of doing is you get your name on the credits, or you get a one-minute advert of your charity or your company or whatever. There you go. All you got to do is get
some
cash.
Or your free software that you should have done when you were asked your name.
Yeah, no, here you go. So if you've got a company or if you've got something you want to promote, send me 50 quid towards the Mac Pro Fund at bageltechnews@gmail.com's PayPal account, and you will get a one-minute advert each week that you pay it. There you go. And you get a credit on the end. You can be the executive producers.
And he'll clean your car.
I might. I've done it for less. We'll be back again next week. Big show is going to be back to Thursday night next week at the moment because that seems like a decent day.
I bet. How much do you want to bet?
20 quid.
It depends how big the if it's
I
a big
get a minute's advert for the amount I'm about to win here.
if it's worth giving up a day rate, mate, yeah, we're here. There's no question. I'm the original hooker, mate. You give me enough, I'll take my draws down.
That wench is checking if it's Bagel Tech, yes. Power can't.
Well, Bagel Tech was what came before British Tech, and I haven't changed the PayPal account because they're bastards. BagelTechNews@gmail.com. I've gone through all the money laundering pain with it. I don't want to do it again. And we'll be back on Friday with the Mac Show. Next Thursday is going to be the... No, it's not next Thursday. It's the Thursday after. It'll be the Christmas quiz, so that's well worth doing. Mr. Merritt is booked in. God love him. So good luck to Mr. Merrick, because he's had a bit of a bit of a shit week. But he's a solid bloke, and he's not going to be. His feet aren't going to touch the ground before someone snaps him up. And if you haven't snapped him up, you're stupid. If I had some money, he'd be on here now hosting this crap.
He's the main man.
He is, no question. He is,
definitely, and he's also
love him to bits.
I mean, there's some lovely people on the show, right? But without a doubt, but Tom Merrick, he's got to be one of the loveliest guys I've ever spoken to. As well.
I thought you were going to say he's the only competent one.
No, he's such a charming fellow. He really is.
He's a lovely guy. He's given very, very generously of his time. So thank you, Tom. We love you to bits, mate. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. Chin up. We'll be back again next week. See ya. Thanks for listening.